This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes which I hope will be filled with the gospel for you. That you will listen to the gospel with your heart, your mind open, ready to receive the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today I want to call your attention, as I have a number of times in this series we're now studying, to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, where the Apostle Peter, guided by the Holy Spirit, says, "Be sober, be watchful, your adversary the devil goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And also in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 11 through 15, in which the Apostle Paul warns that the devil fashions himself as a minister of light, and those who serve Satan fashion themselves as ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, it's the case that not everyone who claims to be a preacher of God's message actually is. And every person should check up and read his own Bible to see if what he hears really is the message of God. And that's what you should do with what I say. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they be of God." Why? "For many false prophets are gone out into this world." And so you see, here John is saying basically the same thing that Paul has said. The servants of Satan fashion themselves, they present themselves to the world, as if they were really the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. For what purpose? To mislead them. To lead them away from the truth of God. There are those in the church who would do this, as well as those who are out of the church, who, even though they claim to be ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ, actually are ministers of Satan, for the simple reason that they're not preaching the message of Christ, but rather the message of Satan. The crucial matter in deciding whether one is serving Christ or not is not merely that he says, "Oh, how I love Jesus," or that he picks up the Bible and reads from it and preaches from it, but whether he actually preaches the truth as it is revealed in the Bible, and whether he applies that truth to his own life and seeks to persuade others to follow it. And so, if the Lord can persuade Christians, members of the church, to not study the Bible, to forget the great confession which they confessed of Jesus Christ as Lord, if he can persuade them to become bored with great Bible preaching, and if he can persuade them to get their mind more on the world than they are on God and his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, then he will have accomplished everything he needs to accomplish. For then the children of God will be lost, even as those who rejected God in the first place and never become Christians. We who are Christians need to realize that we can lose our souls as surely as those who have never become Christians if we simply refuse to live the Christian life. And as a point involved in that, I might point out that the devil might well try to persuade each of us who is a Christian to become lukewarm. Now, we all know what it means to be lukewarm. None of us likes to drink lukewarm water. None of us likes to drink a lukewarm Coca-Cola or something of that sort. We want something either hot or cold. Every one of us turns away from lukewarm coffee. Few people like iced coffee. Most people like it hot. But nobody likes it simply lukewarm. And no one likes to drink lukewarm water. We like it iced. No one likes to drink lukewarm tea. We like it either hot or cold. And so it is, the Lord does not wish us to be lukewarm, spiritually speaking. In Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, the Lord, writing to the church at Laodicea, said, "I know thy works, that thou art neither hot nor cold. I would that thou wert hot or cold, but because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." Now, what he's saying there is, I would, of course, prefer that you be devoutly devoted to me, that you be one of great zeal, that you be boiling in your concern for Christianity. But if failing in that, then I would prefer, secondly, that you become a great enemy of the church, that you become cold, absolutely against Christianity. I do not wish you to be merely lukewarm, making a profession of following Christ, whereas you do not truly follow him. But our time is gone for today. I do want you to know how very happy I am that you've been in our audience, and I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study of this great topic.